Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's say good afternoon to our buddy Smoltz, John Smoltz, joining us on Dukes and Bill as we get the day started. And Smoltz, man, these bats, I mean, the Braves' bats remain hot, and I loved your analysis last night talking about, you know, picking the pitches, location, and how they're being selective and going after certain pitches, but the bats remain hot.
Yeah, they did. You know, when you go through a series, you sit down before and you try to analyze all the information, and you say, okay, here's what this guy's trying to do to us, here's what we like to do to them. And you never know who's going to have the jitters or execute or get outside of themselves. And what I thought was real interesting was the hitting that happened in the first inning really set up, kind of, you could say, unnerved the Houston Astros pitcher, Valdez. He didn't get a couple calls early, which are key. You always are trying to find out as a pitcher, where do I go early on? Because when I'm looking at a series or I'm breaking down, I know what the strengths of a pitcher are and a hitter are, and who's going to get that strengths imposed first. When they laid off a couple close sinkers and Valdez, a young pitcher, had to come in the zone, the Braves crushed it. And you got to give credit to either the strategy of what they were looking forward to do in the beginning. Because, see, this is what the Astros do to everybody. Their offense is so good, and they're usually pretty disciplined, that it takes a really, really good pitching performance to navigate and shut them down, and I thought the Braves did both.
I guess in some cases, John, you gotta throw some outside the strike zone for your first pitch because they're looking for that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you've got a nasty sinker like he had, and we're talking about shutting down one of the greatest offenses in a role of a season that Boston had. They were coming in and, you know, they were just beating people up, and he gained a lot of confidence in that game. He went 8 innings. And I think what happened, you know, just looking from afar, is you get now to the World Series, which is different, and you get a team that's hot coming in, like the Braves, and you kind of get punched early, and that set him back. You know, you're, as a pitcher, I've always loved this time of year, because those who can reset their computer are going to be fine. The ones who are like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And the more that happens, and you could see he just got out of himself and never really used his whole arsenal. That I think, you know, game in and game out sets up well against the Braves. It just didn't that game. And, again, the credit goes to the Braves laying off some pretty tough pitches.
John Smoltz, our guest, guys, Fox analyst, Hall of Famer, longtime Brave. I'm watching last night, and, of course, I think most Braves fans gasped when we heard the news about Charlie Morton. But you've been a part of great bullpens. What about the job Minter did last night? Smoltz, coming in, you talk about resetting your mind, 2 2/3 innings of work. What did you make of that last night?
Yeah, it was outstanding. It reminded me of last year's kind of performance that came out of nowhere where he started the game and went 3 innings and struck out 7. Look, he was gassed in that third inning. And a lot of guys this time of year are going to be pretty tired because you've had to use so many bullpen guys. I don't know that I've seen too many years where a playoff system, and maybe you can use the excuse last year being the outlier and it was hard to cover innings this year, but guys are using their bullpens an awful lot. And what he did in those circumstances was impressive against, again, a really good lineup. He didn't give them anything to kind of get going. If you throw strikes against the Astros and quality pitches, you got a chance. If you're getting behind an account and walking guys, you're in trouble. And look, they did what they needed to do. Altuve, Correa, and Bregman were 0 for 12. Now, that's not going to continue. But if it does, the Braves are got a great chance of winning the World Series because those three guys are kind of the stir that gets them going.
I was just going to say that to you, John. John Smoltz with this guy's Hall of Famer here. Of course, the call tonight with Joe Buck on Fox. Yeah, you mentioned Altuve was really cold. Tucker's a guy who just seems like he is on fire right now. That maybe that's a guy you don't want to offer many strikes to.
Oh, I think he's swinging on his way to the plate. I mean, he wants to swing. And what makes him so unique, right, is they've got a guy hitting seventh that's the batting champ. They got a guy hitting in front of him that's a left-hander that's not afraid of anybody. And, oh, by the way, Alvarez is a beast. From the left side. So Max Fried has a chance to neutralize some of those left-handers, which would be very good if he can do that. But this guy on the mound for the Astros, Urquidy, is a really good mix-and-match guy. He's like a right-handed version of Framber. And, again, it'll be up to the Braves' right-handed hitters. If they can, you know, they've got thump, but they have swing and miss. And so if they can eliminate the amount of swing and misses off his breaking balls, he's got a really good slider and a changeup. I always like looking at these inner matchups that have strength on strength. You know, when a hitter takes away a strength of a pitcher, what does he do? Does he go to his strength or does he pitch away from it and vice versa? And I always believed that no matter what your strength was as a hitter, I'm imposing my will first. If I have to adjust, I will, but I'm not going to back down on what I think I do well as a pitcher. And so that's what I look for each pitcher to see if they can establish themselves early under the gun in the moment of a World Series, because it's way different than a regular season game.
Hall of Famer John Smoltz with us here on Dukes and Bell. Game two tonight, guys. Smoltz, Rosario, 15 of 26 is past six games. And taking you back, you talk about guys that have had, you know, 11-game hit streak or more. You're talking about guys like Marquise Grissom, who did it in the mid-90s. Mark Lemke did it, I think, in 96. He had a 13-game hit streak in these playoffs. What Rosario is doing and staying in that zone, how difficult is that?
It was super difficult. And I'm really surprised at how many pitchers are throwing him strikes. He doesn't want to walk, okay? That's the other thing that at this time of the year, if you know a guy doesn't want to walk, you don't have to throw him strikes and see, and just see if he's willing to take a walk. That's the way I would approach him now, because you got to give the man his due. He's seeing beach balls. It's similar to Kike Hernandez in the stretch he went on. He's seeing a ball that just doesn't look like a baseball. And when that happens, it runs its course of time. It's almost impossible to stay. And you saw Kike with the Red Sox just kind of become human and went, you know, couldn't live up to that pace. So if I'm facing somebody in the other team that has this kind of run, I'm going to not throw him strikes and see if he still wants to hit. If he wants to hit, he'll swing at balls. But he's doing everything you have to do to help a ball club, you know, one-man wrecking crew, and they've got a couple of them right now. Both he and Albies could do no wrong last night. And I mentioned what the three guys for the Astros could do no right. So, you know, those are pretty good formulas if you're a Braves fan. If you're Houston, you've been there, done that, and you know you can bounce back. It's all you got to do is unleash your hitters, and you got a tough task tonight with Max Fried.
Were you about as surprised as we were to see just how severe the injury was to Morton and how he was able to get through it through the last two batters and then one more batter? I mean, it's not a bloody sock like Schilling, but if we go on to win the series, it's a hell of a legend.
Yeah, you know, it didn't seem like much, right? All pitchers get hit at different times on comebackers, and you usually can tell by the way someone reacted. He didn't really react like it stung him. But I think the swelling, and then I really believe that pitch he threw, he kind of hyperextended his landing leg, which I think did a little bit more when he landed on his right. You could tell he wanted to get off it right away. So, yeah, you can only do so much, and you never want to come out of those games. And you could tell Charlie, with all of his experience, wasn't coming out of that game unless something like that happened, especially with the circumstances, you know, of a 5-run lead in a game that he, you know, seems to thrive on in the postseason. Hate it for him. Hate it for any pitcher. Same thing with McCullers in Houston. You know, he's their weapon. This would have been in a much different series if both those studs for each team were able to pitch. But much like this year, every team knows they've got to move on, and the Braves, no one will tell you that they don't have injuries, and you certainly can make the case that the Braves have had their share of revamping their team. And so they're not going to sit there and waddle over it. They're just going to move on. But you hate it for Charlie.
Before we let you go, John, it's John Smoltz, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. 6 2/3 strong innings from the bullpen. That's what they did last night to pick up this W. We've been a little bit shaky with Luke Jackson, and then you see Will Smith come in last night at the end of the game, and you're going, okay, how do you feel about our last few innings and the pitchers that we're throwing out there? Matzik's been great, but I'm curious to know about what you think about our closer.
Well, you know, I've always from afar, he's got a great breaking ball, and maybe I'm a little old school when it comes to coming in a game. And, you know, if you have a weapon, you want to use it. But I think he can use his fastball a little bit more. And if he loses confidence in his fastball, of course he's going to a slider and breaking ball. And the more the hitter gets to see it, I think it just frames it up a little bit more. And when he's going good, which he's done it several times during the year, he's able to pound his fastball for strike. And he doesn't have to throw it a lot of them. But I think he can shock a lot of hitters with that fastball because they're ready going up looking for the breaking ball. And he's got great spin and tilt on it. And I get all that. And I just think, you know, this time of year, whether it's Luke Jackson with his fastball, electric stuff, if he commands it, the hitters don't have much of a chance. He's proved that during the regular season. But what happens, again, the more you're using guys, the more they see you. You know, you don't face a team seven possible times or six times in a row. In a regular season, you might not face the same three guys as a closer in any series. But you're going to face the same guys here. If you have the lead, you're facing these guys, and it would be by randomness that you don't face anybody twice. So that's what I've always believed in. And I think, you know, it's a little different today with the information. They're going all in on information, and that's good. But sometimes in a game, you got to be able to adjust and alter when things change or your eyes see things differently.
And the way Snicker's kind of, you know, approaching it, you know, an old school way. Speaking of the Braves, John, I know you have to be Switzerland on a national broadcast, but you got to have some sense of pride for how they've been able to get to where they were before the All-Star break.
You know, I was saying, and it might surprise some people, that I think it's similar, although when I make this statement, people are going to roll their eyes. 1991 will never be reproduced, right? But the essence of catching everybody by surprise in 1991 was something that caught this city by storm. I think the similar kind of storyline is, if you asked everybody at the All-Star break or before, no chance. I mean, they lost everybody. They're not playing good baseball. The thought of going to the World Series couldn't have entered anybody's mind. So I say that is similar to the same thing when I was speaking at I was coming into a season tickets luncheon holder at 1991 early, thinking, you never know, get your tickets now. People thought, this guy's lost his mind. There's no chance the Braves are going to the World Series. I said, you never know, when we get to the World Series, you want to be those people that lock in their tickets, and sure enough, we go. When I look at and nationally look at the Atlanta Braves, I see an organization that's prideful, that is led by a man who's under a man of Bobby Cox, who knows how to lead a club. The Atlanta Braves have the it factor, and everyone's tried to explain what is the it factor. And as a player, you know what that is. You have confidence in people that no one else has in themselves. You believe, you've got this brashness. You think it's going to get done. Your organization helps you out, and they have the it factor. You know, will that alone win a World Series? I don't know, but it sure helps if you believe it as a player. And this team, out of the break, went 17 straight games of win one, lose one baseball. That was their identity. So that in and of itself was not getting them into the postseason. Right. But then it happened. And whether it was bringing over the Jock Petersons, who are different and just fly to a different tune, and it works, and postseason, he's a different guy. I think that all marinated itself in a way where, through Brian Snicker and some of that old school thinking, it meshed. And you know what? Don't tell them anything different. If somebody came in the locker room and said something, they would kick them out going, you don't know our team. You don't know what we've been through. And I think on the flip side, what Houston's got going for them, they got a huge chip on their shoulder that wants to prove to the world that 2 years ago was an outlier and that they are a great team and they deserve respect if they are going to win a World Series. It will be different than the one that they have the cloud over their heads. And I think it's unique that both clubs are here for different reasons, but that chip on their shoulder.
Well stated. John Smoltz, keep killing it. Keep doing a great job. We'll be watching tonight and throughout the World Series. It's back in Atlanta, guys, on Friday. John Smoltz, thank you for the time today. We know you're busy, man. We appreciate you.
Well, I just I appreciate it. And sleeping in my own bed for a World Series is pretty cool.
Right on, brother.
No doubt.
Have a good call, man.
All right, thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.